Watanabe, and I wanted to have a chance to talk with folks that are doing some really important work. They put together what's called the Delta County Drug Court, and this is Judge Parks, and they have people from mental health and addiction services and the police department, the sheriffs, and so on. They're working together with people that are coming into the court, but on drug charges or have serious addiction, and they're working to try to get them into a program where they can get their addiction really under control and then not go forward and serve jail time. If they don't go through the treatment program, then they would go directly to jail. And it's working very, very well. The whole community's working together. We know addiction really is it's a health problem. It's health care, it's mental health, and giving people a chance to get their lives together and get the help they need, I think is great, a great step. So, you know, you mentioned I'm doing health visits. I view health care very broadly. It's comprehensive health care. That means mental health and addiction. It means physical health and so on. And this has been and always will be a passion for me. And so, as we're, you know, there's a lot of struggle, rough and tumble going on about the future of healthcare. I'm laser focused on doing everything I can to make sure people have healthcare in Michigan and we can lower the cost, which starts with prescription drugs, by the way. But I was in Escanaba and then in Gwinn, you know, the Upper Great Lakes Family Health Center, which is really, they have 9 clinics across the UP. They're an incredible health center, and they just expanded their offices, their treatment facilities in Gwinn, and I was glad to play a part in supporting that expansion. So I had a chance to see what they're doing, and that was great as well. I mean, there's, you know, anyone can get health care. There's also mental health support and addiction support. They're doing a lot of things that make a difference. People that wouldn't have health care if they weren't there. So they're really doing a terrific job.
We're talking with U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow this morning. Senator, the Michigan Transportation Asset Management Council just put out a report talking about roads and bridges in Michigan, saying that 41% of roads that are eligible for federal aid are rated in poor condition. This is a decline from the previous report. You recently met with the president directly and talked about infrastructure. Tell me about that meeting, and will we see some money coming in to make roads better?
Well, we need a federal infrastructure investment as well as the state. Let me say first, I know the governor's laser focused, and yeah, and she's absolutely right in terms of being able to find revenue to do what needs to get done for us in Michigan. But we need a national investment as well. So it was a good meeting. We'll see. But, you know, as they say, the proof is in the pudding. We'll see what comes of it. But you know, we have, well, we all know about the roads, but we also have serious water, you know, water and sewer problems. In Michigan, I'm leading the effort on the Sioux Locks to, you know, we've now got a commitment, which is great, in the first year of funding, putting together the engineering plans. It's going to be a 10-year project. I'd love to see that speeded up, but it's not only important in terms of the economy and national defense, but it's great jobs for years and years on construction. So we need all of that, and I count high-speed internet. One of the things that I talked about with the president is that, you know, in the world we live in today, having high-speed internet all over the country, every part of the UP, that's infrastructure, just like the telephone, you know, taking the telephone line to the farm at the end of the road was part of infrastructure. Now it's high-speed internet, and I very much appreciate what Northern Michigan University is doing to expand that. I put money in my farm bill we passed, but we need a major effort. We've got over 1 million households in Michigan that can't connect to the internet, which affects kids' ability to do what they need to do in school. It affects health care. It affects businesses and farmers. And so I talked to him broadly about what needed to be done and really pushed also that whatever we do, we've got to be Buy American all the way on this and make sure we're talking about good wages for folks as well, which means making sure prevailing wages and tax. So good meeting, but a lot more to do, and it's one of the most important things that we can do, certainly not only to create jobs, but to bring our state, you know, rebuild our state and our country.
Does the president get it when it comes to infrastructure and the need for this in this broad sense?
He certainly, in some, I would say, you know, didn't respond as well on high-speed internet access as I would have liked. You know, it was kind of a mixed discussion. The biggest thing is, you know, how we pay for things. And I have to say, I mean, they were very willing to spend $1.5 trillion on a tax cut that very few people in Michigan have seen. In fact, when we talk about those construction workers, they actually saw their taxes go up because they part of that package says you can't write off the cost of buying new tools, you can't write off the cost of mileage between jobs. I mean, this was not a tax cut for working people. And so one of the things that I was pitching is that, you know, an infrastructure plan is not only the right thing to do for our quality of life, it creates millions of middle-class jobs. And if they're willing to do $1.5 trillion for those at the very top and hope it's going to trickle down, well, it has never trickled down. And what we need to do is make that investment directly into the pockets of working people. So that's the big area of contention, I think, will be how to pay for it. But the truth of the matter is that all of us in Michigan, working people in Michigan, will benefit greatly if we're investing in something that creates middle-class jobs and does something that we desperately need to have done.